So we're going to finish up the topic of praising others today, although hopefully we won't finish praising others. So in the verse here, it said, may all beings praise the qualities of all Buddhas and Bodhisattvas. This is for the Bodhisattva when seeing someone praise another. Okay. And so praising the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas is a regular part of our practice. If we look in the Guru Puja, you know, there's sections of making prostrations to them and sections of making requests to them. And in both of those sections, the verses talk about the qualities of the enlightened ones. And so when we speak about the qualities of the enlightened ones, we are praising those qualities. Okay? And there's a whole practice called the recollection of the Buddha, the Dharma, and the Sangha. There are actually three different practices, one for each. And you can attain serenity doing this kind of meditation. And in it, you think about the qualities of the, you recollect the qualities of the Buddha, the Dharma, the Sangha. And this kind of meditation brings a lot of joy to the mind. First of all, you know, because we're seeing, we're contemplating that there are beings in this universe that have these qualities. And then, by extension, they must have practiced a certain path to gain those qualities. So therefore, if we practice the same path, we too can gain those qualities. So it gives us some increased self-confidence, as well as an awareness that there's all these holy beings in the universe who are there to guide and support us on the path and teach us. Okay? So when we really sink our mind into these verses and spend a lot of time thinking about them, you know, phrase by phrase, there's a lot of very deep meaning in them. Usually we tend to say them quite quickly, but if you're able to study, you know, the descriptions of these, you know, attributes, then you see there's a whole meditation to do behind it. Okay? So you can study that either in the commentary, let's say to the Guru Puja, or to whatever puja it is, you know, if you're doing Manjushri or, you know, Chinresi or whatever, there's an explanation to that, and it usually explains these, you know, these epithets and prostration verses, requesting verses. So you can do that. Or if you've studied in the philosophical teachings, the chapters that they have on the three jewels, you know, like in Ornament of Clear Realization, or in Gyulama, the Sublime Continuum, or in Lamrim, you know, where they've extracted portions of these texts and explained it in Lamrim, then when you see these different terms and epithets, you get a whole feeling for the qualities of the Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha. And it becomes something, when you contemplate them, that makes the mind very joyful. Yeah, and very happy and very peaceful. And so, in fact, you know, when you're doing serenity meditation, when your mind is dull and it's fallen to the side of lethargy and laxity, you know, they say that you need to meditate on something to uplift the mind. So one topic is precious human life, but another topic is the qualities of the three jewels. Yeah, so it is. It's something that really uplifts the mind and steers us in a positive direction, as well as creates a lot of merit. But remember, at the same time we say that, we also have to praise sentient beings, because they have the possibility of becoming individuals, and because they have hosts of other good qualities as well.